Hey. Hey,
good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our Leadership Live. My name is Joe Cali, Youth Director, and this is
Mike Kubis, Youth Alive Missionary.
And we're excited to be on today. It's been a while for myself to actually be on, but we've kicked it back off a few weeks ago. But man, the summer's been awesome.
Yes.
School's back in session, right, Mike?
Which is crazy to believe.
Yes.
Like, I can't believe, like, school's back in session. This week ends August. We're in September. And before we know, it's Christmas.
Oh,
like, I don't know.
But it's okay to start listening to Christmas music, just letting you guys know. All right? I already did that. I did that in August. We're good to go for that. So, but hope you guys are doing well where you're at and where you're serving. Hopefully your summers were awesome and busy.
Yeah.
But hopefully doing good things that God wanted you to do.
Joe, what was one thing that you liked about summer?
Oh, man.
I know there's a lot, but if there was one thing that you liked or enjoyed, really stood out to you.
Swimming in my pool?
Swimming.
No, just kidding.
Okay.
So, honestly, I was thinking about this question. I like kind of like a ministry highlight
mm-hmm.
for the summer. For me, would be National Youth Conference.
Mm.
And would be the moment where all the youth, there was a big Youth Alive call. If you guys were in National Office, I mean, a National Youth Conference, I'm not sure. But if you were, you were part of the services and how Lee, our very own Lee Rogers, was able to do a big campus mission call
yeah.
on that Thursday night. So, and you were there for that too.
I was.
So, but it was powerful. So for me, like that was a huge moment, and I really was blessed to be a part of that.
That's awesome.
So yeah, how about you, bro?
I was gonna say
no. You were. Don't lie. Don't lie. Don't lie.
But I would say for me personally, it was camp.
Okay.
Because I never experienced camp. When I was at Morningstar before things changed, we were planning on bringing the students to camp.
Mm-hmm.
So it was awesome to actually be there for all 3 weeks.
Yep.
And seeing how students today are hearing from the voice of God and that hunger to go to the altar and seek after his presence mm-hmm. and hear from him. Like, for me, it still stands out to me, this girl named Layla, who after she was done at the altar,
mm-hmm.
she comes to me in tears and says, I got a vision from the Lord, and it's about her stepping up, being a campus missionary in her school. And
wow.
That is forever imprinted in my brain. So
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And you speak camps, bro. Like, not sure if you guys are aware, but our camps were awesome this past summer, and they were all sold out, and we are adding an extra camp for next year, so make sure you look at our calendar. Ooh. On our website and things like that. So, because students are hungry, leaders are hungry, and we want to provide any opportunity possible to be a part of those moments. And so, hey, for you guys watching, what was your highlight? Like, let us know what God did in your group. We want to celebrate with you as well. So, today, does God still speak? I want to talk to you for just a moment about Eli in the Old Testament. You guys might know the story. It comes from 1 Samuel chapter 3. But just give us a little background story that Eli is the high priest. His sons are working with him in the temple. His sons are doing things. The Bible actually says, calls them scoundrels. So they were doing things that were like against what God wanted, you know. Eli had an opportunity to address it. He addressed it at one moment, but then really just like kind of let his kids do whatever. So then comes along, like his old age is happening. We're at 1 Samuel chapter 3. And Samuel, we all know how Samuel got into the temple by Hannah. Hannah like kind of gave him back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So now Samuel's serving with Eli. But the word of God says this in 1 Samuel chapter 3. It says, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Some other translation says that God's voice was rare
mm-hmm.
in those days. And so for me, I'm like, okay, God wasn't really speaking a whole lot in that moment of history. And then when it says in verse 2, it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in this place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And the scripture goes on to say that God called Samuel three times. Three times Samuel went into Eli thinking it was Eli talking. And Eli, like, I don't know, Mike, like you've been in youth ministry, but like if you had a student say, you know, I think God is speaking to me. Or I don't know, like if you have a student saying, hey, did you call me for something? You know,
yeah.
Like I would hope that we as leaders would understand, like our students can hear from God.
Absolutely.
So like for Eli, it's like, at first, didn't know why Samuel was coming. Second time, don't know why. Third time, it finally registers for Eli, oh, maybe God's speaking to Samuel. Mike, as leaders, I want God to speak to us.
Mm, that's good.
I want God to speak to you. I believe God speaks to kids. I believe God speaks to students. I believe God can use students to preach, use students to share. But I also believe that God wants us as leaders to realize, wow, God can speak to you. Amen. God can speak to us. I know that might sound a little weird, like, oh, duh, Joe, we know God speaks. But in the moment in history where Eli and Samuel lived, it was very rare for God to speak. We live post-Jesus coming to earth, post-Jesus raising from the dead, post-Jesus going back to heaven, and post the Holy Spirit. So we are allowed to hear from God like almost anytime that we want.
Absolutely.
Right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Like that, for me as a leader, like that is what I want to keep listening to and listening for.
Right.
Because God still speaks to us. No matter how cool you think your ministry might be, no matter how cool your preaching you think it might be, no matter how great your church, you know, that things are going well, God still speaks to us.
Yes.
Like, so my prayer for us as leaders is let's not think like, oh, God spoke to me in January of 2023, so that's all I'm going to run on.
Right.
Like, God is speaking January, February, March, April, May, June. Like, he's speaking directly to you, and he wants to continue to grow you and use you to be a mouthpiece to your students. Guess what, friends? Like, that's the leadership that we need to keep developing.
No, absolutely.
Right? I mean, I don't want to just run on a vision that God gave me in January. I want to run on a vision and a word that God gave me yesterday.
Mm, that's good.
Even for today, like what we're doing today, what we're doing tomorrow. So my encouragement is us as leaders is to like, okay, God, you're speaking.
Yeah.
You're speaking. And it's very cliche, but the word of God is the word of God. That's his speaking.
Yeah, right? No, absolutely. And I think, so actually this past weekend, I had the opportunity to be at State College and I was having a conversation with Pastor David Culberson before one of the events took place. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about hearing from the voice of God. And he said in a moment when he was preaching a sermon, he felt like the Lord was speaking to him. Mm-hmm. And he paused. Like he stopped his sermon and he paused. And he said, probably felt like an eternity, but it wasn't necessarily long where he paused and he was just listening to the voice of God. But he talked about how many students after that were impacted by that moment more than maybe his sermon at that time, because they're like, you actually took the time to hear from the Lord. Mm-hmm. And then what he spoke,
that's good,
was actually truth. Like it good. Impacted students there. And so, yeah, when we take the time to listen, mm-hmm, to that, to the voice of the Lord, it doesn't just impact our lives, but it impacts those around us as well.
Absolutely. So we've heard the phrase or the scripture in Jeremiah, call to me and I'll answer you, mm-hmm, you know, and I'll show you the unsearchable things. Like God has so much to speak to you. Will you give him the time?
Yeah.
God has so much to speak to me. Will I give him the time? So I know we have a lot going on. I mean, we were talking as our team, like our to-do list, right? I was just like, yeah. Your to-do list just keeps growing and growing. And even when you check off and like duplicate that, like try to write a new to-do list, like it just keeps growing, right? Yeah. My prayer is that on top of your to-do list is to call to the Lord first.
Yeah, that's good.
Call to the Lord first. Everything's going to fall into place. You know, I'm a firm believer. And I think as we model that as leaders, our students would also do that first.
Amen.
You know, I know a student that they're waking up early in the morning now to do her Bible reading and her prayer before going to school. Like, that's what we need.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. Our schools need to hear the gospel.
Yes.
And it's not going to come from a student who just haphazardly just walks into school and just maybe might want to share. Like, no, like,
right.
It's going to happen with a consistent, God, use me today. Mm-hmm. God, use me today. What do you want to say? So that's my prayer for all of you watching, all of you listening, like, as leaders, as youth pastors, as pastors, ministers, stay faithful, you know, and just call to the Lord. He will speak to you. He's not quiet.
No.
I'm just so grateful that we don't live in the book of 1 Samuel where God is quiet. because it's impossible. Yeah. In 2023, it's impossible. So
that's good.
That's good. So we have some announcements for you guys going forward here. And just give me a moment here. First off, we have convention.
Convention.
So youth convention, we are at CLA. It's only like 5 weeks, 4 weeks away. We're super excited about it. Excited for you to join us and be a part of this year's Pendle Youth Convention. Registration is already up and live. Some of you guys have jumped on it. We do. The price goes up just a little bit on Friday, this Friday. So make sure you guys want to get on that early bird special, what have you. But also all those details and stuff are on our website. So make sure you come out to Youth Convention. At convention for Pendel, we've really integrated Youth Live to be a part of that those services. So just share us a little bit, Mike, about what Youth Live emphasis is at convention.
Yeah, so during convention on Saturday morning, we will have Youth Live workshops for the students and for leaders as well. After the morning service. And then during the evening service, we're going to have the commissioning call for students who will say yes to the call to being campus missionaries. And we're really excited for this. And I would ask you as leaders to start praying for your students, for those who are already campus mm-hmm. missionaries, but also as well with to those that you've had conversations with and they've been wrestling with it, or even maybe students who haven't had that you haven't had that conversation with yet, that God would move in a certain mm-hmm. way, in a way that hasn't been seen in their lives before yet, yep. where they'll say yes to the call to being a campus missionary, because we can't do this without them, mm-hmm. right? I've been reflecting a lot, talking about speaking and hearing from the Lord, yep. Back at the last youth pastor retreat, and we both talked about that vision of the fire, right? And mm-hmm. I shared the vision of the fire falling down on each section and revival taking place, and that this fire can't be contained. We need to realize that our students are part of that revival too. Yeah. In their schools, whether it's public, private, online, wherever they're at in their communities, like they're a part of that fire that God wants to see that no one's going to be able to contain. And mm-hmm. so that's what we're hoping and praying for. And one of the things the team is working on to giving to students who say yes to being campus missionaries is a new 30-day Alive in 5 devotional. I'm really excited about this, because what we're going to do is not just encourage the students to go through the devotional, hey, I went through it, but challenge them, okay, who are you going to go through it with it next? Yes. Who are you going to pray for that you want to see God use for them to be able to use that devotional for? So
awesome. We're really excited for this. Looking forward to that, man. And also, don't forget our Fall Give initiative for Speed of Light will also take place that weekend as well. So be prepared for your students to give to Speed of Light and bring that Fall Give moment. There's a huge annual goal that we're hoping to see at Pendel. Youth, obviously, our big goal is $1 million for the whole year. So whatever you and your group has, whatever God put upon your heart when he spoke to you guys, hey, this, we're going to see God use us to give and speed the light. I was talking to someone the other day, like our students, students can give thousands of dollars. Leaders, we yes. can give thousands of dollars. So just, be obedient to what God's called you. So we appreciate all that. So be prepared. And then also we have our YPR, Youth Pastor Retreat information is all up as well. So if you're a youth leader, youth pastor, we want you to be a part of this year's Youth Pastor Retreat. The dates have changed a little bit, but you can check our website. All that information is there. I believe it's the first weekend in November. November 2, 3, and 4 is the dates for that. So that's right. It's so we're excited for what God's going to do for Youth Pastor Retreat. And then lastly, we have Thrive, September 25th to 27th. If you're coming to Thrive, be sure you're there. We have the Tuesday PM Youth Pastor and Under 40 Hangout. Yay. So make sure you're out to that. So if you're only coming out for one day, make sure it's Tuesday. All right, come hang out Tuesday night for the hangout. And then also, Women in Ministry Retreat. If you want to be a part of that, registration ends on Friday. And Corinne posted a link in this group today. So make sure Becky and Corinne are also leading a breakout on Saturday to get connected with the female youth leaders that are out there. So hopefully be a part of whatever you can. We love all of you guys. Appreciate all of you. If you have any questions, please always email us, one of us in the office, text us, message us. We want to be a part of what God's doing through you and with you as well, celebrate with you as well. So Mike, could you close us out in prayer?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, we just thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for the word that you laid on Joe's heart to hear from you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we live in a time where we can hear from you. And Father, I pray over every leader and every student that the leaders are ministering to, Lord God. I pray that they would hear your voice, Lord Jesus. And if there are things that are causing them to not to be able to, whether obstacles of a to-do list or feeling busy, whatever that may be, Lord, would you just slow them down for just a moment to hear your quiet and still voice, or to hear your still voice, Lord God, knowing that they are loved by you, that you have called them to this time and to this place, Lord God, and that you want to use them and their students for great things for the kingdom of God, Lord Jesus. Because when we're focused on you, we're focused on glorifying you, yeah. Lord Jesus. I pray for strength for every leader that is out there right now as they're navigating into this fall season, Lord God. And we pray for our students as they are in school or even preparing to start school, Lord Jesus. We pray that they would be lights in their school, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what is going to take place in this fall season. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
See you guys. Take care.